Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our friend from Care 11, Lou Ragusa, is here. Lou, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Lou, always a pleasure. Tell people where you're going to be tonight and where you're going to be in Winona this weekend. As you talk about your book, once again, Vanished in Vermilion, the real story of South Dakota's most infamous cold case.
Well, Chad, thanks again for having me on today. Tonight at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be at the Hennepin County Library in Plymouth, right off of Highway 55, and I'll be giving an in-depth, behind-the-scenes audio-visual presentation. If anybody has read the book, this really gives a cool look behind the scenes at some of the jailhouse interviews and the things that fooled investigators in this controversial case that I wrote a book about. And as well as, you know, it'll be a book signing and a Q&A. Lots of people come to these things, bring some great questions. They ask me questions about the things that cover at Care 11 as well. Had a great crowd down in Bloomington a few months ago, so I'm thinking that this crowd in Plymouth will be very similar. Should be a great time. Then we'll be doing the same thing down in Winona at the Winona Library on Saturday at 11 a.m.
We've talked about the book before, and I want to get to multiple items here. But I want you to kind of summarize the book in a way where if somebody's listening tonight and they can put up with all that nonsense traffic on 55 that I put up with every bleeping day. Driving me nuts, Lou, and they're about to shut down 55 from Plymouth to Golden Valley, which I pretty much drive every single day. So that was just my aside at 55. But you put up a little bit of traffic and you come. By the way, it's a beautiful library. Very, very nice setting. Give me your 2 minutes or so summarizing the book to maybe get somebody to say, you know, I want to hear more about this book tonight from Lou at the Plymouth Library.
Absolutely. This is a cold case from Vermilion, South Dakota from 1971. Two teenage girls, Pam Jackson and Sherry Miller, disappeared on their way to an end of the school year party. They were at the end of their junior years of high school, and they were never seen again. The car they were driving in and the two girls disappeared. Many years later, 2004, about, it was reopened as a cold case, as these things usually are. And it followed a lot of the same patterns that you see with cold cases. There was a suspect, and he was charged with murder, and it really looked like he killed these girls. But there's a huge twist, because nothing was as it appeared. And there were so many crazy developments and twists along the way with the investigators being fooled. And so when I set about to write this book, what I did is I wanted to essentially do an autopsy of a failed investigation. This isn't a you know, the cops were dumb and they screwed up, or, you know, that sort of thing. It's like, how did they truly get this so wrong? How did they truly believe what they believed? And how did the entire public in that region fall for it? And so that's what my book does. It provides all the answers, essentially. And so, you know, it's a great presentation if you haven't read the book, and because it'll give you some insight when you open it up for the first time that you wouldn't otherwise have. And if you have read the book, this is that much better.
Let's switch over to feeding our future. You're covering this as closely as any journalist in town. What is the latest? And in particular, I was drawn to your tweet the other day about Amy Bach. What's going on with her and the overall story?
So Amy Bach was the executive director of Feeding Our Future, the actual nonprofit that sponsored a lot of these meal sites that have turned out to be fraudulent. The government says $250 million stolen through these groups that claim that they were serving meals to children. So Amy Bach is kind of like the figure at the top of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Her trial isn't set until February. So this group that went on trial first, that did not include Amy Bach. And what the recent development regarding her, now she's not in jail, as almost all of these people are not in jail, right? She has terms of her release, and her probation agent came forward with a alleged violation of her terms of release, claiming that she opened up a $185,000 line of credit for a student loan. And that's all the detail that we have. So, you know, especially in a financial crime, you're not allowed to take out new lines of credit and other financial things like that, because that could be, you know, seen as continuing a fraud, for example, or trying to hide money and so forth. They want to keep everything under tabs. And so we don't have a lot of answers to the questions of, like, how did she really get $185,000 for a student loan? Some of my astute social media followers think that there's a possibility it could be like a consolidation. Like if she had a bunch of other loans that she consolidated, well,
that's what I was just going to say. What if you're putting things together? People do that all the time.
Yeah, it very well could be. But I think the bottom line is that if that is what she did, she didn't alert them in advance that she was doing that. It popped up as a red flag. And now she's going to have to come back to court and explain to the judge why she should be continued on release and not have to be jailed pending her trial. So that's pending. It hasn't been set yet, but we'll go to court when that is set, and we'll figure out everything that happened here.
This is our friend Lou Ragus from Care 11 talking about Feeding Our Future and Amy Bach. Okay. The part that stood out most to me on this is I have to believe she has some level of skilled attorney, and that these particulars were laid out pretty directly to her, knowing even if she's combining, even if she's doing things that may not be as alerting us to a violation of the law, but that her attorneys would know that this was not allowed. Is that a fair assessment?
That's completely fair. Her attorney is Kenneth Udoybach. Everyone in the legal community in the Twin Cities knows who that is. Her terms of her release would be set out. You could only assume that she did it without talking to him first. And I don't know. I mean, if it is an innocent explanation, such as, you know, consolidating debt in order to get a lower interest rate or so forth, you know, that'll all come out. However, some good questions that some of my followers have raised also is, you know, we're in a period right now where student loans are being forgiven to a certain extent. And if Amy Bach, who's accused of being on top of this horrible fraud case, is putting herself in a position to have some student loans dismissed by the government, you know, it's kind of ironic.
Let's do this. Let's pause with Lou, and then I want to get to a little more on Feeding Our Future, on the upcoming trials and where that might go. And then Lou's reporting on these high-end burglaries, the amount of them, and the international intrigue behind them. Because there's plenty of stuff out there, and Lou is reporting this. Back with Lou Ragus in a matter of moments on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 1248 in the home of the Twins. WCCO, our friend Lou Ragus is with us from Care 11. A reminder, tonight, Hennepin County Library, Plymouth, discussing his book, and also in Winona, what did you say, Lou, 11 a.m. on Saturday, is that right?
That is correct.
And Winona, by the way, this time of year, absolutely beautiful. So let's talk about what's going on with these high-end Twin City homes. The number of them that have faced crime, individuals breaking in, drew attention because Timberwolves starting point guard Mike Conley, his house faced this, right? And wasn't it the day that he was blowing the gala horn at the Vikings game when somebody tried to break in?
Yeah, absolutely. It was during the 1 o'clock hour, so it would have been, you know, while he was at the game for sure. This you might remember these started to pop up about a year ago. Edina, there were quite a few stories done in Edina, and the stories were all kind of labeled, you know, break-ins, burglaries at high-end homes, but it didn't include a lot of these details that I just reported yesterday. And so when those started to happen, I started to look into them, and then they stopped happening. And so, you know, I was doing work on it in the background, and then just last month they started popping up again. And from the court documents that I've seen, they say now that there have been 60-plus victims across the metro, at least 12 different metro cities affected. And the tools that they're using are high-tech and sophisticated. We're talking about cell phone and Wi-Fi jammers. What a Wi-Fi jammer would do is if you have a Ring doorbell camera, which relies on Wi-Fi, you won't get the alert on your phone if you're gone that there's movement there, right, until your Wi-Fi goes back on. So that's how that would work. There was another very intriguing detail that there was an alert homeowner saw somebody flying a drone suspiciously next to a vehicle that had out-of-state plates. I believe that one was Arizona plates. And so they had a private investigator actually look into it for them. The PI turned over the information to police. They scared him away. He drove away. They started doing some investigating, and this was in Orono where this was spotted, the guy flying the drone. That Arizona car was also parked outside the Polad home that was burglarized in October of 2023, a year ago.
Okay.
And so they're linking them, you know, to these other ones that have happened. But then in some cases, they're getting away so fast. Literally, the vehicle that was seen on camera near the Conley home that they suspect was the burglar broke into Mike Conley's home, it was in Georgia just 17 hours later. So it's as if they really? Broke into three homes, one after the other, okay. and then they left town, drove straight back to Georgia in a rental car, by the way.
So let me ask you this. Why, I mean, would it be Hennepin County? Why wouldn't someone speak out more publicly about the number of homes involved, right? I know there's been a little bit, but it seems like if you have this high a number, this elaborate, this potential sophisticated, shouldn't the public know about this outside of, and thank you for doing your excellent reporting. But would you expect somebody in an authoritative position in law enforcement to provide these details a little bit sooner?
Yeah, I think you raise a great point there. So Minnetonka police are more than willing to talk about it. I have a great relationship with them when I do my reporting, but they only have, you know, three this year.
Yeah.
So
right.
So they're not at the center of it. Like, they're more than willing to talk about what their involvement is. Medina chief, he's been on the record. He's good. The Orono chief has been on the record. He's good. But, you know, if they're scattered throughout all these different jurisdictions, there hasn't been like a real central figure who stepped up and linked it all together yet, although they are working together behind the scenes.
Okay. Would that be on the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office? Or are they maybe tangentially involved, but they're not involved in every single case, even if it happens in Hennepin County?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it like a task force, because I don't know, besides sharing information, I don't know what kind of internal meetings they've had. I don't know who's leading it, per se. Let me interrupt you there for a second. So one other thing that I reported yesterday is that some of the suspects in Minnesota cases were arrested in Pennsylvania earlier this year. And it was a group of wow. Argentina nationals. And through the documentation that I've read, they crossed the border into the United States in California. They rented a car in Los Angeles, and they drove that car across the country, allegedly breaking into homes in Texas, Oklahoma, Minnesota, other states. And they were caught in a Philadelphia suburb, literally in the midst of breaking into a home. One of that group escaped custody. The rest of them, as far as I can tell, and this is still, you know, active ongoing reporting, as far as I can tell, they are still in jail there. And so what that would mean is it's a different group doing exactly the same thing that group did last year.
Okay, so that's a key ad. From Argentina, across the country, and one individual escaping from custody. I think you might have found your next book.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wild story, no doubt. And it's strange. There are a lot of unanswered questions, because they're obviously surveilling these homes, and they're breaking in as soon as the homeowner will leave, for example. But also, mm-hmm. they seem to know exactly right where to go. They're making it right into the bedroom. They're stealing jewelry, and in some cases, some designer clothing as well. And then that's it. And then they're out of there. It's not like a messy smash and grab, you know, like where every drawer is pulled open and the house is trashed, like you would see, you know, like on a movie when a burglary happens. They're in and out in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, precise and professional, if we want to use those descriptions. You know, you mm-hmm. mentioned about causing issues with the Wi-Fi, whether it's Ring or other competitors. I think that's very troubling as a possibility going forward for any of us. If this becomes more commonplace, because obviously Ring security along those lines is becoming more and more commonplace. Now, a lot of others are, you're right, the smash and grab and not going to those levels. But as we're more reliant on security through the internet, if this becomes more commonplace, that is going to raise a lot of, I think, insecurity from homeowners, feeling like that's such a strong asset, and is it now being neutralized a lot easier than I ever thought it could be?
Yeah, when it comes to Wi-Fi, absolutely right. I think if you look over time, burglars always have adapted, because back in the day, they would cut the phone lines so that you know, cut the phone lines, then no one could call 911. You know, so now it's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is the thing that's needed in order for the security, and they've found a way to neutralize that. It's disturbing. I mean, older security systems, and they still exist as well, rely on more of like a recording, like that's kept on site. And so I think that, you know, that would still be reliable, a security system that records on a hard drive as well as putting it onto the cloud or whatever. But I think it's the part about being alerted as it's in progress. You think that if you have this device, it's like, well, I'll know. Like my Ring doorbell tells me if it's a dog at the door now, or it'll say somebody with a package. But you won't get those alerts if the Wi-Fi is turned off.
Have to let you go. Reminder, check out Lou talking tonight, Hennepin County Library in Plymouth, just off Highway 55, on his book, Vanished in Vermilion, the real story of South Dakota's most infamous cold case. Lou, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Chad. I always appreciate it.
If you could, please give us a follow on the Twitter machine. Love to have you. It's helpful. We communicate, try to have some fun, pass along stories. Check out Dave at Dave_Harrigan and check me out at Chad Hartman Show. Do it right now. CBS and Ari coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com